Thank you. It's a real joy and a privilege of mine to be here again to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful joy to be saved, to know that when I leave this world, I'm going to a better place. I'm going to heaven. I'll not pass away and perish, as man terms put it, but I'm going to pass over Jordan. I'm going to enter into the presence of the Lord, and so will you if you're born again. And so have all that's already passed and already, passed over and went to heaven, passed over Jordan. For to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. Thank God for these precious, glorious scriptures, the comfort of God's word that tells us about a better place, and it's a reality. Heaven's real, and hell is a reality. Hell is real. And thank God Jesus is real. And Jesus, he came and he walked the face of this earth, and he lived holy and harmless, undefiled. He was the only one that never had sin. Neither was there guile found in his mouth. Now he laid the hammer down. He preached. He called the Pharisees and these people that were making mockery out of his house. He called them. He says, "You've made my house of prayer a den of thieves." And he said, "You serpents and you vipers, and you're wolves in sheep's clothing. You're blind, leaders of the blind. You strengthen a gnat and swallow a camel." I mean, he laid the hammer down. He says, "Woe unto you, Pharisees and scribes." He said, "You're like these whited sepulchers who are beautiful on the outside, but inwardly, you're full of dead man's bones." He said, "You're those that make clean the cup and the outside of the platter, but inside, you're full of iniquity and extortion." The Lord knows man's heart. I tell you, we may be able to fool man. We may be able to fool our mother. We may be able to fool our dad. We may be able to fool our co-workers or our boss, if you will. But I tell you, you will not be able to fool God. You may be able to fool 12 jurors. You may be able to fool the judge. But I tell you, there's a higher power, God Almighty, who sees everything in the dark areas of our lives. I tell you, he knows who are walking around in craftiness. He knows those that have hurt others. He knows those that hurt little children. He knows those who murder. He knows those who have secret sins. And I tell you, mankind, we're all sinners. We all have sin and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. That's why we need a Savior. Jesus is the only righteous one. He's the Holy One. He's the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth, and he's without sin. And he came in the sin-cursed world to die for our sins. And yes, all men are sinners, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Even in our mother's womb, we were conceived in sin, and we come forth in this world speaking lies. And the Lord knows us. He knows the very hairs of our head are numbered. And I tell you, a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God's notice, and an empire cannot rise without his blessing. The Bible says that if his eyes are looking in the dark areas, the Bible says that in the valley, he knows our downset and our uprising. He understands our thoughts afar off. Our hairs are numbered. So if our hairs are numbered, and if he takes notice to every sparrow that falls to the ground, don't you know that he takes notice to each and every sin that you and me may commit? I mean, the list may be long. I tell you, it seems like the longer you live, the longer the list of sin gets. And some are very, very bad sinners, and they drink iniquity like water, and they drink iniquity, and they treat iniquity like a jump rope over and over and over and over again. The Bible says you got to confess and forsake your sins. If you confess and forsake your sins, there's going to be forgiveness. The Lord will help you, and he'll give the increase in your life and give you the abundant life if you get saved. But people are playing around with God. They're playing around with fire. They're walking around on treacherous ground, and they're shaking their fist in God's face, and they're tempting God. I tell you, God have mercy. You got to be careful about tempting God. You better be careful about saying, "Well, if I'm not telling the truth, may God strike me dead with a bolt of lightning." And I said, "Well, Lord, have mercy." And then the Lord shows me, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The Lord knows our heart. That's one thing the Lord knows. He specializes in the heart. He specializes in hard cases. I mean, he knows us. He knows our downsitting, our uprising, like I said. That's the scripture. He understands our thoughts afar off. There's nothing hid from his holy eyes, his seven eyes. Seven is God's number of fulfillment. His seven eyes are running all over the earth, and he sees all of that. He sees our thoughts. He knows our thoughts. He knows our sins. I mean, from Adam to the last person who comes in this world, I mean, there's been, I mean, trillions and trillions of people come through the womb into this world. You know, from the first generation up to the generation which we now live in, the Lord knows us all. Think about it. We all have a distinct fingerprint. Every one of us, I believe, even the ones that's already passed on from years ago, from Adam, nobody else had the fingerprint of Adam. Nobody else had the fingerprint of Eve. Nobody else has my fingerprint. Nobody else has your fingerprint. Nobody else has your DNA. Nobody else has my DNA. As far as that's part of me. That's part of you. You see, the Bible says the Lord, he says that every star differeth from another star in glory. And I tell you, the Lord knows, you know, if we do good, he knows if we do evil. But he knows us. And thank God for the Lord. He made us distinct individuals. We are our own entity, if you will. Like I said, we have our own fingerprint, own DNA. We've got our own name. We've got our own social security number. But nevertheless, the Lord give us a fingerprint. And I tell you, if you do a crime and they put your fingerprint in the database and they have an unsolved crime, they'll look at the fingerprints. If they lifted some sort of fingerprint off a crime scene, they'll run that fingerprint through the database, or they'll run your DNA through the database, and they'll come knocking on your door. And we're all different, and the Lord knows. And so if he knows, if he give us a fingerprint and a DNA, don't you know that he knows everything about us? Don't you know that he's got everything recorded in your life? I mean, we ought to really shake at our knees and know that God sees all things. And I tell you, like I said, some people may think they're deceiving man, but the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, the same shall he also reap. I tell you, it's a very fearful thing to fall in the hands of living God. It's a very fearful thing, like the Bible says, to, you know, eat iniquity and wipe your mouth and say, I have sinned not, and knowing that you did, and just lying to yourself and walking around in deception and deceived by the devil. The devil likes to play God, and he's playing God in a lot of people's minds. And some people's minds, I tell you, the Lord knows what level of depravity is going on. But I tell you, there's some so hard-headed and so stout-hearted, my God, have mercy. I tell you, nothing is left for that type of person but judgment. And God have mercy. I fear the Lord, and I love the Lord, and I love God's word, and I love his perfect will, and I love the house of God. And I tell you, I just want to do my part to serve the Lord, to please the Lord who's chosen me to be a soldier. And the Lord's called me to preach, and what has he called me to do? To reprove and rebuke and exhort. Now, all we want to talk about, especially this dying generation, is all the exhortation of the Lord, how wonderful he is, and just his works, and you know, his judgments are righteous. And I mean, we want to talk about heaven, but I tell you, we don't want to be reproved, do we? This old flesh don't want to be rebuked, but that's what the preaching of the word of God is for. That's why God calls preachers. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others may fear. And some man may say, well, oh, you ought not have said that. But when the Lord gives a preacher something to say, you just need to be sit still and see the salvation of the Lord. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and sound doctrine. And I tell you, I try to be like the Lord. I need to be more like him. But the Lord's given me a still spirit. He's given me a long-suffering spirit. I tell you, I'm not out to harm anybody. I'm not out to rebuke anybody. I tell you, if I was like that, I'd be blasting people. But I don't blast people. I love people. But the Lord does give me some pointed words sometime. And I tell you, like the Old saying is, sometimes people just need tough love. And sometimes, you mean you can be so gentle with people, they'll just pass you over. I mean, they'll think you're a lightweight. They think you're just a nothing. But you know that Jesus was the meekest man who ever walked the face of this earth. And we know he declares, God Almighty declares that Moses was the meekest man that walked the face of the earth in his generation. But we know that a greater than Moses was here. And we know the greater than Solomon was here. And we know a greater than anybody you may put in your eyes as a great man of God. I tell you, a greater one is here, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not me, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know it all, but I do know him who knows it all. Like my pastor said, the Lord knows it all. There's nothing going to take God by surprise. He's already seen the very ending at the very beginning. So we must just be open and honest before God. We're an open book before God. He knows us. He knows our thoughts. He knows our sins. He knows the hair of our head are numbered. He knows our fingerprint. He knows our DNA. He created us. He spoke the world into its very existence and created man upon the earth upon the sixth day. He created the animal kingdom. He created the fowl of the air, the fishes of the sea, the beast of the field, the forest, the mountains. I mean, he created it all. He created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that's therein. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He has the cattle on 1,000 hills and all of them in the valley. The Bible says that Moab is mine and Ephraim is mine. And I mean, and the mountains are his. And I mean, we all were created by him and for him that we would glorify him. But I know a lot of people, they're not giving themselves to the Lord. They're glorifying themselves. And some are even saved and they're going after vainglory. They want to look good. They want to look spiritual. They're trying to outdo or undo or overstep. But I tell you, I just want to do the Lord's will. I'm going to be in tune. I just want to walk in the cadence of the Lord. And when the Lord says forward march, I want to forward march. If he says left flank, I want to turn left. If he says right flank, I want to turn right. If he says about face, I want to turn about face and march the other way. But I definitely don't want to march around the same old mountain when the Lord's trying to tell me to go northward. The Lord's trying to speak to his people. The Lord's trying to help us and just guide us. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. You see, he leads us beside the still waters. That's why we got to acknowledge the Lord. He says, in all your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct your path. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It's just most Christians are not really listening to the still small voice of the Lord. And we know the people that's in sin, they're not listening to the still small voice of the Lord. They're like a tumbleweed in the wind. And that's why they get caught in the devil's snare. God have mercy. The Lord says, don't leave Jerusalem and go down to Jericho because you'll fall among thieves. We got to be led of the Holy Spirit because the devil is out to get you. He's out to get me. The Bible talked about that. A young man void of understanding out there on the street, and the devil is on every corner trying to deceive, beckoning everyone, those that are void of understanding. But we get our understanding through the Word of God, through the preaching of the Word of God. But there's not much preaching going on in this last generation. Seems like this is the last generation. But God have mercy. Thank God you can get saved today. Call on the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He'll save you. See my time gone. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.